I think Dr. Danger and Hopeless Harry have a machine that melts glaciers, said Greg. That explains why the sculpture is melting.
Why do they want to flood Icetown?
Megan asked.
Maybe they want to be the only people on Ice Island, said Greg. Then no one can stop them capturing polar bears.
Three Yetis in the next cave listened. They did not like what they heard.
We have to find their machine. I must text Jason, said Megan. Meet us in the forest now.
10 minutes later, Jason arrived.
Pandora will be here soon, said Jason. She's bringing another scientist.
Megan and Greg showed Jason the key and the plan. When Jason saw the plan, his face went white.
Everything on Ice Island will die, Jason said.
We need to stop them, said Megan.
We must find their machine, said Greg.
The three Yetis were not far away. They heard everything. Pandora and the scientist arrived by helicopter.
This is Milo Moon, said Pandora. He knows everything about glaciers and polar bears.
Polar bears find food under the ice, said Milo. No ice means less food.
Hungry polar bears' lives are in danger, said Pandora. We found a key and a plan inside a cave this morning, said Megan.
We think that Dr. Danger and Hopeless Harry have a machine that melts glaciers, said Greg.
We must find it, said Milo. Suddenly, they heard a terrible noise. Crack!
What was that?
Shouted Megan.
It's the glacier,
cried Pandora.
It's breaking and moving.
We must find those thieves and their machine, said Milo. We don't have much time.
And we must open the cage with this key so the polar bears can get out, said Megan.
That's right. We have to save those bears, said Jason.
Let's go, said Megan.
In the forest, Megan pointed.
Over there is the thieves' tent, and there is the cage.
Give me the key. I'll open it, said Jason.
But those hungry bears will eat us, said Megan nervously. Milo has a dart gun, Pandora explained. It makes the polar bear sleep. Then he'll put the bears inside a big net and pull them up into the helicopter.
I'll take them to a colder place on the island, said Milo.
Good,
said Megan. They skied toward the polar bear's cage. Megan gave the key to Jason, Milo had his dart gun and net ready.
Suddenly, Dr. Danger and Hopeless Harry arrived.
"They look angry," said Greg. "Maybe they went to the cave."
Dr. Danger shouted at Harry.
"Did you lose the key?"
"No,"
said Harry.
"Where's the plan?"
"It was there last night. You saw it," said Harry.
"We took it,"
shouted Megan. Dr. Danger turned and saw Megan and her friends.
"Where's the machine?"
shouted Greg.
"What machine?"
asked Harry.
"Tell us, or we'll put you in that cage with the polar bears,"
said Milo. Dr. Danger was afraid of Milo's gun. He said,
"Behind that cage is a door to an underground tunnel that goes through the glacier. Our machine's inside it."
"Does it change the island's temperature?"
asked Megan. Harry smiled.
"You wanted the island for your business, but now you can forget about selling polar bears to zoos."
"I'll put these thieves in that empty cage," Milo said. "You four must find that machine."
Jason, Pandora, Megan, and Greg quickly found the door to the tunnel and went underground. Milo opened the cage and pushed the thieves inside. He ran toward the polar bear cage with his dart gun and net, but he did not see the rock on the ground in front of him. Suddenly, Milo fell over it and hit his head. He did not move.
"Ha!" laughed Dr. Danger. "I have another key for this cage in my pocket. He isn't going to wake up very soon. Let's go."
Dr. Danger opened the cage. The thieves ran. A yeti behind some large trees put out his foot, and Harry fell onto Milo's net. Dr. Danger fell over Harry. They never saw the yeti. They did not know what happened. When they tried to get up, they could not get out of the net. The children ran quickly through the tunnel. Pandora and Jason followed.
"There's water everywhere," said Pandora. "The glacier is melting fast."
"We don't have much time," Jason shouted.
At the end of the tunnel, the children found the machine.
"Oh no! It's on hot!"
Greg shouted.
"Quick!"
said Megan.
"Change it!"
Greg put out his hand to change it when the ice under his feet broke. He started to fall. Quickly, Pandora caught him. Megan changed it to ice cold. They ran back through the tunnel and found Milo inside his helicopter.
On the ground, inside the net, the polar bear slept. Megan shouted at the thieves.
You capture polar bears because you want to sell them to zoos. Who's laughing now?
Don't put us in the helicopter with the bears, please.
Why not? They're hungry.
Pandora thought of another joke.
What did the polar bear eat after the dentist pulled out its tooth?
Pandora asked.
The dentist!
Shouted Megan. Then another helicopter arrived.
We're happy to see you, said Greg.
We left as soon as you called,
said one police officer.
We want Dr. Danger and Hopeless Harry to spend many years inside a cage.
Throw away the key, said Greg. They're never going anywhere.
The other police officer said,
Thank you for capturing them.
They took Dr. Danger and Hopeless Harry and flew away.
I'm taking these bears to a colder place. They'll wake up soon, said Milo.
We saved Icetown and the polar bears, said Pandora.
That was an adventure, said Megan.
Let's track that Yeti, said Jason.
Let's go to the lake,
said Megan.
We can have a party near the whale's tail,
said Greg.
Maybe Dr. Danger hoped to capture the Yeti, too,
said Pandora.
Not one zoo in the world has a Yeti.
Not yet,
Jason said.
And I hope that they never will.
Three Yetis high up in the tree smiled.
Shh!